Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio. Everyone's talking about the bee problem, but what about the wasp problem?
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Summer's just around the corner, so give your body the care it deserves with Osea's best-selling Undaria Algae Body Oil. Created by infusing Undaria seaweed in barrels of botanical oils, it leaves skin silky soft and glowing. Plus, it's clinically proven to improve elasticity and deeply moisturize without feeling greasy. It's safe, clean, vegan skincare. Get 10% off your first order at OseaMalibu.com with code GLOW, plus free shipping on orders over $60.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Before we begin, we're happy to announce a few more guests for our Sydney Comedy Fest show. As well as Zoe and Gabe, we've got Benny Davis from Axis of Awesome and Super Dragon Friends, stand-up comedian and stand-up guy Ben Elwood from Fuck Club, Simpsons comic book artist Dean Rankin, host of the smash hit show Comedians Against Humanity, Yanni Ajizalu, cosplayer and host of Kapow, Feisty Cuffs, and maybe a couple of others. It's gonna be a couple of comedy-packed shows, and you can grab your tickets right now over at sanspantsradio.com/live and follow the links. I can guarantee that at least one of those nights, I'll be talking at length about Warhorse and what superpowers that proto-Nazi-hating horse may or may not have. So, once again, head to sanspantsradio.com/live to grab your tickets today. We also might not be able to record these ones. We're gonna try our best, but like, this might be for your eyes and ears only, we guess. Anyways, enjoy the show.
Woo! Warhorse!
Thank you, Adam. Warhorse enthusiasm aside, one more thing. Our producer of our show is also doing these fine shows at the Sydney Comedy Fest, so go check out the worldwide smash hit Yo Mama Battle on May 3rd and 5th, Seizure Kaiser's dark comedy Kill Yourself on May 4th, 6th and 7th, The Bogan Philosopher on May 17th and 19th, and finally, best friend of the show, George DeMorelos with his show Self-Sabotage on May 11th, 13th and 14th. Now, enjoy the show.
Warhorse!
Yes, yes, Warhorse is great.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask important questions like, is shrinking your own children a crime? Alright, look, there's a lot to digest with that question. So basically we're focusing on the Honey, I Shrunk trilogy.
Honey, I Shrunk.
So the Rick Moranis classics.
Yep. Honey, I Shrunk the kids.
Honey, I Blew Up the Kids. Yep. Honey, we Shrunk Ourselves.
Yep. Or Honey, for some reason I remember that one as Honey, I Shrunk Us.
No, it's definitely
it
Ourselves.
It can't be that. So I like from the title, the implication being that shrinking another's children, definitely a
yeah,
crime. One's own.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, smacking your own child.
Yeah.
You can't smack another person's child. That's an assault. But if you smack your own child, well, potential abuse.
Yeah.
But we as a society are like,
maybe you'll teach him a lesson.
Maybe but, he needs to be learnt that.
But is shrinking your children abuse?
Well, it's not.
It's a gray.
Yes.
I think in a court of law, it's a gray area. I think that's what it's one
I
of those.
I feel it is gross negligence.
Well, how about okay.
Psychological trauma?
Okay.
I feel it would be abuse.
What if I shrunk you guys?
Against my will?
Just now. Just I clicked my fingers.
Yeah, I'd be mad at you.
Well, actually,
yeah, but
no.
Would you take me to court? That's the question.
I feel it. Have you unshrunk me?
When you're done, I guess. The kids unshrunk themselves when Rick Moranis found them. Well, I feel like you've got to be shrunk for about a night. That's what the kids get.
Well, yeah, the kids, but they get accidentally shrunk.
Yeah.
It's not like Rick Moranis is like, boom, yeah. You're little now. Cop
yeah.
it.
So I feel if they're, again, it all depends on intent.
From
I feel like it should be a crime.
From my memory, a kid hits a baseball through the window and it sets off the shrink.
It's entirely accidental. Yeah. So what are we calling it? Manslaughter?
No,
man shrinking.
Like if it's an accident.
It's an accidental shrinking, but like I still feel that Rick Moranis or Wayne Szalinski.
Szalinski?
He should definitely be charged with something.
Yeah, but what?
Gross neglect.
Whoops did a shrink.
Yeah.
Well, he...
Gross neglect, in brackets, whoops did a shrink.
Entirely coincidental the way it went around. Like, he had that, machine up in the attic, away from the children. He knew nothing was going to go wrong.
Mm.
Like, he didn't think anything was going to go wrong. It was happenstance. I wouldn't put that man in jail.
I would have a lot of problems with what's going on, because the whole thing with laboratories is they're usually kept away from places so that if something goes wrong, no one's affected.
Yeah.
Except for maybe the people that are working on it, but then they know the risks.
Look, the cleanliness of Rick Moranis is not on trial.
Also, look, did he... Because he was... What was his intent with this machine?
He intended to shrink.
So
he's trying to shrink an apple from memory.
It was to shrink garbage, I think.
Yeah. That's right.
A noble...
So, a noble cause. Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. Now, let's just take a gun. Okay,
right.
Just an average, run-of-the-mill handgun.
Gun. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So if I have one to protect my family, I need to put that in a safe.
Yeah.
So that no one can go in there and access it. And I feel a shrink ray should fall under the same kind of umbrella of be a responsible shrink ray owner.
The right to bear arms. The right to bear shrink rays. Well, wasn't it?
You arguing the second?
Yeah.
I plead the second. Wasn't it? It was locked away in his attic, though.
But that's not a safe.
Also, it's close enough to the window that when a baseball gets hit through it, it sets it off.
Yeah, so I feel it'd be the exact same situation where I'm saying you are an irresponsible shrink ray owner and like you should be charged. Not as like, you know, because it didn't do as much damage as like, hey, a handgun.
Yeah.
But it did shrink your children and some of the neighbor's children.
Yep.
And they had a trauma.
Ah, he did shrink the neighbor's children, didn't he? Yeah, that's straight up a crime.
So whilst your intent wasn't there for them to be, to use it, you did not take proper precautions to secure your shrink ray that it wasn't accessible to minors.
I feel like...
Or the general public.
I feel like in a court of law summit, you've presented a very good argument.
Thank you, Jackson.
You were very succinct. It was good. But I think I'd argue that just even owning a shrink ray is basically negligence. If you don't have... If you have a shrink ray in your house...
I disagree.
Anywhere. Mm-hmm. Anywhere in your house, you're inviting child shrinking into your home.
Not at all. Hey, I believe in the right to own a shrink ray.
If I have a Large Hadron Collider in my basement, that's negligent. That should be in a lab.
It depends what this is doing, because again, it's a shrink ray, so the potential there for harm isn't exactly that great.
Well, I mean, like, if those children had not run outside and fought ants.
Yes.
They just stayed inside and waited and called
and the
proper...
ants came to them.
No, they had to run outside because they were almost getting swept up.
Yeah, vacuum cleaner and shit.
You just go in the vacuum cleaner, wait till you're empty.
You
die.
Like,
you're dead.
You would not die going souped up a vacuum.
It's a vacuum.
It'd bruise you.
It's a vacuum. No.
Isn't a vacuum that kind of like spins?
No, it doesn't matter. It's a vacuum. There's no air in a vacuum.
What?
Excuse me?
No, like, isn't the suck? No, no, no.
No, no, let's talk because...
Hang on.
Wow.
There's air in a vacuum cleaner, but if you're being sucked by a vacuum, there's no air. They will suffocate.
There is. There's definitely air in a vacuum.
There's air.
There's not air in a vacuum, but a vacuum cleaner is not a vacuum.
No.
You would die from being knocked around the tube, but you wouldn't die from suffocation?
Yeah, you would.
If you're caught in a fucking tornado, you don't suffocate.
You might.
My God.
You idiot. Like, did you think that, like, oh, there's no air in a vacuum? Oh, yeah,
vacuum
cleaner.
No.
Like, I get it. I get that one might assume that a vacuum cleaner
is
a vacuum.
No, no, no. Nothing to do with the vacuum of space.
You sure?
Yes.
Then I could forgive you a little bit.
No, and I'm well aware that in a bag of a vacuum cleaner...
Even the tube, when it's going, there is air.
But it's air being constantly moved.
The air is the point.
I understand that. I'm arguing that if you were a little particle, there would be no oxygen.
You're not a little particle. You're like this big.
What?
I know, you're like that big. You got to fight an ant. Still, you're getting... I still don't... There are ants that are that big, and they have oxygen.
And also, you vacuum up ants, they're not dead. They're living in the vacuum
cleaner.
Do
you think that the littler you get, the less air there is?
No, it was more about the suction.
Like, you know, like, I didn't know this, but if you vacuum up, say, a spider,
yeah,
if you are terrified of one, it can then crawl out of said vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, they live in there. Yeah. The amount of times I've vacuumed up a spider and then gone to empty, like, the bag that is in it, and the spider's just like, blah, blah, blah.
You're like, oh, Jesus.
The same for us.
So, yeah, same for us. We'd get caught by that spider.
God, that's scary. You land in like
Jesus.
The fucking fluff and lint. You're like, okay, we can just ride it out. Then a spider flies up the pipe
and then
toward
like,
you.
Fucking like in Australia, they're like, oh, redbacks.
Oh, God.
Deal with them fuckers.
Well, no, here's my question. So say I shrink my kids.
Yes.
Say I honey, I shrink my kids.
All right, hun. So what happened, honey?
I shrink my kids. God. Yeah. And then my kids get eaten by a centipede.
Yes.
What
a terrible, terrible way to die. I hate it.
Where does my guilt fall? Has that gone from man shrinking to manslaughter?
I think it's, did you take reasonable precautions to lock up your shrink ray?
Say I did.
Then I think that is an accident that is very traumatic. How would you find out?
Oh my God, you never would.
Your child went missing.
What?
Your child went missing. You'd never know. And then you'd look at your shrink ray and you'd be like,
No way.
It couldn't be. I locked it up.
No way my child got shrink ray.
And then you're like, no, but I locked it in the safe and now it's here. Oh, no.
Imagine this. That happens.
Yeah.
One day you're cleaning the attic. 5 years later, you're cleaning a spider web and you're like, what's this? Falls to the ground. Spider web cocoon opens. Your little baby boy.
It's your little baby boy. It's your little baby Jackson. Yeah.
You squish him. Vacuum him up. Don't tell the wife.
Yeah, like, perfect crime. That bug certainly looked like my missing child.
Although, to be honest, if I had a shrink ray, what a good way. I mean, not me specifically. I don't want to murder, but
it's a good way to get rid of a murder.
It's a good way to get rid of a body.
Yeah.
Any evidence. Just
really?
Shrink it.
Cops that are after you, shrink them.
Shrink everyone.
I can shrink the world, mate.
Imagine this. Rob a bank.
Shrink the money.
Shrink the money.
Blow the money up. Steal a bullion, blow the money up.
Yeah.
So steal some bullions, shrink them, expand them to bigger than they were. Extra money because gold is by weight. Now I'm talking cents again.
Now you're back on the money. Maybe don't know so much about vacuums, but gold. You know your gold.
A real dumb laugh there.
I like the idea of like, see, you blow up the money. So you get this giant like $5 note.
Why?
People are going to assume it's a fake.
It's a, yeah.
No, it's a big $5 note. It's four times the size, $20. Easy.
What? That's how money works.
I feel like if I worked at a store and you gave me a massive $5 note, I'd just take it because I'm like, that's novel.
Wear it as a cape.
I'll have that.
So if
I shrink my child and my child gets eaten by a centipede.
Again, I think it all comes down to how did, like, legally, like, in terms of legality, it's how precautious were you of locking
up?
So
if I'm very precautious, if I keep my shrink ray up in my attic, no child is allowed in.
You know, I think
no
like
child is allowed out.
The question there for me,
what?
Pass over that. The question there for me is, how did the child access their shrink ray?
Well, they got in. They're sneaky.
But how? Like, did they find the combination? Did they?
Yeah, maybe they figured
happened?
Out the combination. Say they figured out the combination.
Okay,
hypothetically.
Okay. So
they got into my room, accidentally activated the shrink ray, shrank, centipede got them.
All right. So for me, it'd be looking at percentages of potential, like, how much was your fault? How much say was like
how much
say,
was the centipede's
safe?
Fault?
How much was the centipede? Weirdly, or like Nate, like an accident. So like, is it
80%?
I
guess
an accident?
It's like being mauled by a bear.
It's like 10%. You know, maybe you didn't take enough precautions. Like, how did they find out the code for the safe?
Yeah.
Like, how did they get that?
So I suppose
it'd be about trying to work out exactly in a court of law.
It's child endangerment. That's a crime.
But not if you're taking the necessary precautions, is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, true.
It's like, again, it's exactly like having a gun in the house. If you have taken the necessary precautions to prevent your child can access that, then I would say that you are being responsible.
So should Rick Moranis have gone to jail?
Yes.
Jail? What do you reckon the punishment should be? I reckon jail because it's more than just negligence. It's like a scientific negligence. It's gross negligence. That negligence is gross.
Yeah. Like, right? It's gross and gross.
Like, because a shrink ray is not just like a gun. A gun can kill someone.
Yeah.
A shrink ray can shrink a house full of people.
Yes.
Whoa. How does a shrink ray work? Say I shrink a house, does that just squish the people in it?
Or...
Is it like as it it shrinks, the people inside get squished and just blood spurts out the windows and doors.
Well, it depends, because it depends on small... No, wait, don't get too stressed about this. Don't get too stressed about this, because once a brick gets to a certain size, it's not going to hurt a person.
I guess, but if it's
like,
imploding...
Oh, wait, but it depends on what's stronger, the shrink ray or... humans, because like if the shrink ray gets resistance, does it stop, or does the shrink ray just keep shrinking and anything that's in the way of the things getting smaller just gets, because that
unless it gets so tiny it slips between the atoms of our like the skin,
that's good, you've
got
house.
Like a house inside us floating around.
I was about to say, it wouldn't be
doing its thing
if the thing's shrinking around you. You wouldn't get popped, you'd like just get like little bits of house, just like it would be like, you'd be like a spiky man, but those spikes would be inverted bricks.
Parts of a house.
That's good.
I've always wondered how many, if I could shrink houses enough, I feel like I've had this conversation. How many houses do I need before it's a liquid? Have I had this conversation with you?
Yes, but I'm not sure if it was on mic or not. It seems like it might have been, but let's re-explore.
Well, now that we have the shrink ray.
Okay.
How many houses?
Well, it would be not a liquid, it would be more of a sand.
No, because
there is definition of liquid, and so like the definition of liquid is to it will make the shape of the container that it's in, right?
So how many little houses do I need?
You have that to like it's like sand, so you'd have to be the size of the sand, but then. What else makes water a liquid and not like?
Well, isn't a liquid just water particles?
It's like there's definitions.
Maybe Jackson's the dumb.
Like, because at least I just mine was just like a fucking stupid misunderstanding of air pressure was my problem.
I'm just gonna quickly Google why isn't sand a liquid?
It's particles.
Because the answer that is gonna apply for many houses.
Okay, I will tell you why sand's not a. Okay. So no matter how small a clump of atoms are, if the atoms themselves are pushed up against each other, it's a solid.
Okay.
Where with a liquid, they're broken up a bit, so they can float around.
Well, I guess my question is, could I turn those houses into atoms?
So look, sand is a solid because each grain of sand is just a very small solid that can hold its shape.
Yep.
So one grain of sand is, of course, a solid, but a whole lot of grains together are a granule material with quite different properties. So what you'd have is a singular house that would be very, very tiny, but it's a solid, but a lot of houses would then be a granular material.
Okay. So it'd be like a liquid.
No. Again? No.
You're comparing water and sand here. Would you ever call sand a liquid?
Sand. If the sand particles were small enough?
No.
You're missing the. No.
How small? Surely there.
It's not about size here.
You literally cannot get sand small.
What if the sand was so small it's microscopic?
Nope, because it's still tiny sand.
Yeah.
Again, that's fine sand.
It's very, very. It's a fine house, if you will.
You could get a sand that's just all houses, but not a liquid of houses.
Yeah.
Unless you melted the houses, raise the temperature enough, and they'll become liquid.
There you go.
So I could eventually, if I raise the temperature and got the houses tiny, have a liquid house.
You didn't even need to get them tiny. You
could just melt them.
You could just melt one house.
The only thing is, you'd have to somehow get a heat that isn't just causing things to combust.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I assume I can. If I've got a shrink ray.
So you're a scientist. You can do anything.
So again, it's the exact same equivalent of sand, salt, sugar.
I guess I'll admit defeat.
Good.
In Honey, I Blew Up the Kids.
Yes.
Or kid, because it's just one.
Yeah, they're young.
Harder to hide.
A big baby.
Is that a different crime? I think yes. Because there's destruction of city property. That baby acts like a Godzilla.
Yeah, it's a different crime because you're not putting it in danger. You know, you're turning it into a danger.
Yeah, so it's like strapping knives to your toddler.
Shrieking a child, that would fall under the category of child endangerment.
Yep.
Whereas if you blowing up a child,
it's weird that they chose that. I guess they didn't want to be like, "Honey, I embiggened the kids."
Honey, our kid is fucking huge.
Honey, I huged the kid.
Honey, shit.
Hun. Whoops.
Honey, get those papers ready. You're going to want a divorce.
That's
just like,
honey, you're going to want a divorce after this one.
It's like Rick Moranis doing his like little shrug face with just, honey, whoops.
A giant child causing destruction of city
property. So yeah, because when you're shrinking a child, you're inherently opening it up to more and more dangers that the world has.
Yeah.
Whereas in Bigginic One, you are weirdly...
It's a danger to the world now.
Yeah, it's in the danger to your society, your community,
It's like if you strapped a bomb to a baby.
It's more like...
Let's try and find a proxy to making your child a Godzilla. Because I don't know if there is.
Like, if you got like...
If
a
your
harness.
Baby is a werewolf.
Yeah,
that's sort of what it's like.
But, like, you bit it to become the werewolf.
You did the biting. You bit your baby and made your baby a werewolf.
Accidentally.
Yeah, somehow.
But you are not you are just a carrier for the werewolf gene.
We made this more complicated than just having an embiggening ray to embiggen a baby.
Sorry.
But then, so. If my baby, okay, here's a question, and this is a thing that could happen. Say my baby stabs a man in the heart. Am I going to jail?
It depends on the situation.
A lot of this is very circumstantial. So,
To answer the actual question we asked at the start, because there is like a yes or no answer here. If you were to experiment on your own child, that would be child services straight away.
Yeah, don't make your
If it's someone else's child, you would need parental consent. They need to sign a thing.
Rick Moranis did not get parental consent from the neighbor's kids.
And or they need to be over 18.
What if they don't press charges? Got to feel like, Dad, thanks for the fun adventure. I ate a giant Twinkie.
I would still be like, whoa.
Actually,
what if you accidentally shrank me and I came out and I'm like, it was good.
Like, but do it again. The key word there is accidental.
What if you on purpose shrank me as a cruel prank?
Surprise.
Then I should definitely go to jail.
Jackson Bailey sleeps in. You're like, I know what'll get him.
Jackson Bailey shrinks America.
Oh, yes. What if I didn't press it?
The key word here is accidental. So he was... If he was deliberately experimenting on his children, that's a crime.
Yeah.
If it was an accident, again, it's
neglect.
It's neglect, and it's gross neglect because, again, it comes down to the whole idea of, well, yes, but how secure was his lab?
I reckon.
Like, for example, if you had a lab, like a home lab in your house that was very much protected and safe, whatever, and you were just working on, say, like a radioactive isotope or something right?
Sure.
Like a little bit of uranium you had, and somehow your child got in there and just ate it.
Oh, shit.
Like, you would have...
Jail.
Okay, what happened? How did that go wrong?
Yeah, you would go through...
What were the protocols?
What have you done? Is this your fault? Was this just a slippery baby? What's the go?
Yeah, what's the go? And then it's kind of like...
My baby picked a lock.
Yeah. And so, like...
Stabbed a man in the heart, picked a lock.
If your baby is crazy picking baby. That... If somehow you had footage of this baby picking a lock, going in there and eating that piece of uranium, then yeah, that's on the baby. That's not on you, because you were like, I locked it.
What if the stabbing happened after the ate the uranium? Would then you be in trouble again? Because they're like, well, it's because the uranium made it murderous.
It learned how to stab heart.
Jackson Bailey's crazy baby. I'm sorry, I've just got a crazy baby. Picks logs and stabs guys.
Jackson Bailey's crazy baby. I just...
I'd first off have to be like, what? Why? Okay. So I ate some uranium. I picked a lock, so that's impressive. It ate some uranium. Ooh, shit. Then it went out and stabbed a guy. Is the uranium and the stabbing related somehow?
I just got a crazy baby. Maybe my baby.
Why wasn't it being supervised? Where were you in this?
Because I imagine, in my imagination, this baby's like 6 months old, like can't walk.
Yeah. Just crawling, opening locks, stabbing kids.
I reckon in the real world,
yeah.
Rick Moranis' invention would be so great that we wouldn't put him in jail. It's amazing. What shrink ray technology?
Yeah, it's amazing, but we have to be regulated.
Oh, well, of course.
Yes.
You can't just do it at home. Come on. Be like a gun, like you're saying.
Exactly.
So you get a shrink license.
I feel he would get reprimanded and maybe fined.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like you are only getting fined because...
Your contribution to the world is so great.
And also no one died.
Yeah, exactly.
They might make an example of him to be like, yes, you did really well for the scientific and community and like humanity. However,
you, for gross negligence, you need to serve at least community service, a fine, or potentially a small stint in jail.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Although, but then again, no, because it was an accident. However, he didn't take proper precautions to.
It would be such a minor thing. It'd be like the guy who ate all of the chemicals that he tested himself. You know?
Oh yeah, those two inventors.
Whatever the fuck his name is.
Splendor, or whatever it's called.
He just ate it.
Artificial sugar.
Yeah, exactly.
That story. Fuck, what a champ.
What a hero. That's the best. If you're doing science, eat the science you do is the takeaway there.
So but... I feel, yeah, he would get in trouble and it would be a hefty fine. Mm-hmm. Or...
Would his kids get taken away from him?
I would say maybe.
I feel like they...
Depends on the mother's reaction.
I feel it'd be a community service or something like that. It'd have to go into like...
You'd be interviewing the kids. Yeah. The kids would be like, it was an accident.
Actually, it would be a judgment call, like, because the kids would go into... It wouldn't so much be child services at first, but counseling.
They would take them off and would your wife leave you? Maybe.
Depends.
If you're like, look, you knew I was building a shrink. We knew this was a possibility.
Like, if Jackson killed a dog, would you kick him out of the podcast?
How did he kill the dog? That's the question.
With a gun.
With a gun. With a gun.
Deliberately? Or were you just like shooting wildly into the street?
Bang, bang, motherfucker, this is the food chain.
Then we have some weird questions.
Okay, if Jackson accidentally...
Good question, Jack. Why were you... How'd you get a gun? Why were you shooting into the street? Did you know the dog was there?
What do you mean by food chain?
Did you eat the dog? I'm more stressed about that.
Do you think people eat dogs? What do you think the food chain is?
Do you think it's an actual chain?
Do you think that we shoot the food we eat?
Some people do.
That's your only response. With 20 questions, just like, some people do. Anyway, what are we recording today? Jackson,
I feel like I got to call the cops on it. Well, do it or don't. We got to start at some point.
We got to shut up a second or some shit to do. I got a crazy baby.
I got stuff going on.
Okay. Come here, meh, Gavin away.
I got a baby full of uranium that killed the guy and a dead dog on my hands. Literally. Okay. It's the food chain, baby. It's just the way the world works. Now, are we doing this or not? I don't like alternate version Jackson.
He's seems so like a cool, though. He's got all the lines. What if you shrunk... So in Honey, I Blew Up the Kids.
Yeah.
He blows up his own child.
Yes.
What if you blew up somebody of equal age? What crime is that?
Again, this comes down to...
You're doing it intentionally.
Intentionally, then it is...
Yeah. It's like a question.
Did he know that the shrink ray or the blowing up ray would cause that person
to blow up as well?
The embiggening ray.
The person who became embiggened was not aware, but the person who embiggered, he knew what was coming.
Then there's intent there, so then it would be a...
What's the crime?
The crime is...
Got a baby wrong.
No, you're doing it to an adult.
I would say, would it be assault?
Why? Nobody's getting damaged. You're making them better.
Because you're doing something to my body that I don't want to happen.
That's assault, I guess. But also, what would be emotional trauma be?
Yeah.
Or psychological trauma.
You're doing something. You're kind of experimenting on me as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, what about this? Off topic. What if I gave you super strength? It's kind of similar.
Against my will?
You weren't asking for it. I've just like, I have
a... Well, then I gotta like...
Poof! You're super strong now.
I'd have to stop you. Because if you're doing it to me, you're clearly just going out there pointing this gun at other people, giving them super strength.
This is a food chain, motherfucker!
When everyone's super strong, no one will be. What, Jackson? I don't know. It's the food chain, baby! Pew, pew. Where's my baby?
We just in the street, 2 feet, futuristic guns. You're like, what do you mean? I don't know. So funny. I got no idea.
I'm shooting them up into the air as well.
Pew, pew, pew. I don't know.
The food chain, baby.
Gives a dog super strength.
Shoots pew, a dog pew, with pew. Another gun.
I feel, again, same principle. You'd be like, this man needs to be stopped. Because, again, like what you did, like whilst I might have benefited from that, it's still not great. Also, now because I've got the super strength.
Also, if you have super strength and you don't know you have super strength, something bad is going to happen. Like, imagine you're brushing your teeth and you just, like, push a toothbrush straight through your throat.
Same, like, what's, when in Spider-Man, the first one, where he finally gets spider strength and he just crushes a door handle, all that kind of shit.
Yeah. True. Imagine
so
that, but
all
your
that
dick,
kind of stuff happening.
My dick's like, super strong too, so.
But like, yeah, that happening to you, and you don't know your strength. And like, say for example, you go to give someone a hug or handshake,
yeah,
and you crush them.
That's
you know, it's like, who's responsible for that?
I'm surely not responsible for that.
Yes, you are. If you shoot someone, he's like, oh, I feel a bit weird. Oh, there's my mum. Hi, mum.
I guess it's kind of like if I, and I understand how silly this sounds, poison your hands. And you shook someone's hand and that person died.
And then that person licked their hand
yeah,
and died.
That's on me, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess it's...
don't poison our hands.
So the same thing there. Whilst you might have given me something which I can benefit from...
Poison hands.
By either poison hands or super strength. You've also then put me in a position where now I have a great power, and with that becomes a great responsibility, and I don't want that, you piece of
and
shit.
And I've got no responsibility.
So, you know, that's something I didn't want, and now I have that extra burden on my life.
Yeah, okay.
Fuck you piece of shit.
All right,
I don't want this.
The crime is, like, psychological damage, basically.
It's psychological damage, but there is also to do with the physical body, because you are doing something to my actual physical body do not want to happen.
I don't know what you'd call it. They'd probably have to invent a new law.
Like, yes.
The Jackson's law of
okay, all right. So if you got, say, okay, if you somehow randomly kidnap someone, right?
Whoops.
Got him.
And then they're like, whilst they're knocked out, you cut off their legs.
Yeah,
got him.
And then you put those blade feet on them,
yeah.
And you're like, you're welcome, because now you can run
faster.
What crime is that?
That's because, illegal surgery.
Because that's the crime you're kind of committing.
I guess it would probably fall under whatever laws we have that stop people performing surgery on people who don't want surgery.
Yeah.
Or like even like testing. It's going to come under the same banner, surely. Mm-hmm. Illegal testing is what it would come down to. And then plus destruction of city property. Am I going to have to pay for that? If I am big in you and you break Capitol Hill, am I
I want to say, like, the first thing I break is on you. But then anything else I break after is on me. Because if I get big and I trip and I'm like, ah, shit, I'm just going to stay still.
Yeah,
I'm not
exactly.
Moving.
Nope. If you crush one car, that's
car's
my,
on
I'll
you.
Cop that. That's my
like,
bad.
The first thing I do. But depending, if I'm freaking out, that's on you.
It's the moment you calm down, everything after there
yeah,
is
the
your fault.
Yeah. So you'd have to have footage.
Yeah.
Being like, so we've got all this like news footage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we just like fast forward a bit, you see on his face there? That's the look of a man under control. And
he has realized he's been embiggened. And see when he crushes that car?
Not
that's
me.
Him.
That's all him. That's all him.
I'm imagining this in a court of law where you're huge.
Like, it's just like the regular jury looking at the two like tables, the fucking plaintiff and the...
Plaintiff, yes, sure.
Plaintiff.
Plaintiff
and
defendant.
Defendant. And then like the plaintiff. Well, fuck, that's hard to say. I've had a lot of coffee as well.
Plaintiff
is just legs and then just like through the roof.
Imagine kind of like Donkey Kong or like hunched over.
I was imagining you with like your knees under
your
chin.
Yeah.
Like, I was imagining a big fella.
Shuffling
where you
little paper.
Like in Cow and Chicken, how you only see legs.
That, but of a human, like a real life.
Yes.
All right, what about in Honey, we Shrunk Ourselves?
Okay.
Any crimes happening there?
Well,
neglect because they're leaving children unattended to.
But that's an accident. That's like if I trip and fall into a crawl space.
I'm gonna have to level with you guys. I do not know as much about Honey, I Shrunk Ourselves as much as I do about Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and also Blew Up the Kid.
Yeah.
So is it an accident?
To be honest, I'm not clear either. A level with you guys too. I've seen the first two quite a few times. Honey, I made us little or whatever.
Like to be quite frankly, like to be again quite honest, I was quite surprised that there was a third one.
Yeah.
Well, the third one came out in 1997, which was it was like 4 or 5 years after the second one. Why do I know that off the top of my head? Couldn't tell you.
There's also
Idiot
TV.
Savant.
I think there was like a TV show.
Yeah.
I'll look it up. Hang on. Honey, I Made Ourselves Tiny.
Honey, what happened? We're small fellas.
Honey, ah, oh, shit.
Honey, I fucked up again.
Yeah, there was Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, a TV show. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, the movie set adventure. And then I can get a disambiguation, which...
There was a...
Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves.
Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves.
Oh, man. The storyline for this. Wayne Sclincy is your average nutty scientist working on a top secret machine.
Everyone in the fucking world knows about it by this point because he shrunk his kids. He blew up a kid. You can't hide a giant toddler.
That was the final movie Rick Moranis did. Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves.
Was it?
Apparently.
1997. Yep. Rick Moranis bowed out because his wife died.
It's a decade later. Yeah. He shrinks them. Ba 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 ba. Yep, yep, yep. They, okay, whatever. Tiki Man, sure.
How do they shrink themselves?
Okay. However, by an act of carelessly not turning the machine back off, first thing after they succeed in shrinking the Tiki Man, Wayne and Gordon are both shrunk when a pool ball on the machine falls out of place and falls onto the bottom while they're in front of it.
Classic.
It happens all the time. Meanwhile, Patty realizes she forgot to leave Mitch the pills for his potassium deficiency.
That's a good B plot in the film.
Fuck, that's like a great movie. Eat some bananas, dickhead.
That's good life advice for us all, really. Exactly. Eat some bananas, dickhead.
So
maybe your baby wouldn't have got so crazy.
Maybe it would have such a crazy baby if it had eaten some bananas.
Saying Jackson Bailey's crazy baby is so fun to say.
Jackson Bailey's crazy baby. Sounds like a great TV show. We'll see you later for some more Jackson Bailey's crazy baby. Yeah, imagine with Hanna-Barbera kind of... Sort of sound effects. Honey, right. We Shrunk Ourselves.
Yes.
What are the crimes happening here?
So again, the crimes are the same ones that are happening
but
in Honey,
happening
I Shrunk. It's the same.
If I trip and fall into a crawl space in my own home,
it's a horrible accident.
It's not. Ain't no one's fault.
It's a horrible accident. No. Because this is kind of like if you had a gun in your attic that you sat down, and for some reason, as you're looking at it, the trigger went off.
A bowling ball fell on it
and shot you. And then your wife and her friend came up in the attic was to surprise you with your potassium pills. And the gun got spooked and shot them as well. That's what happened. A series of unfortunate accidents.
Yeah, ain't nobody's fault whilst it occurs.
A spooked gun is to blame.
I was going to say, and maybe this is another area of discussion, if I kill someone while we're tiny... Still a crime?
Yes. What do you mean?
Wait,
we're tiny.
What? Hang on.
Now you look over and just start strangling me.
Is it like a different rule set for the tiny?
And why?
Murder isn't illegal because you're stronger than the person you kill, so if you're weaker then it's fine.
No,
hang on. So you're saying we both got tiny?
All the
is the tiny person
Sans Pants Radio has been shrunked in an unfortunate shrinking accident.
Honey,
yes.
I shrunk our podcast.
Yeah. Honey, I shrunk Sans Pants Radio.
Honey, whoops.
Yeah.
Honey, whoops.
And then I kill one of you.
How did you kill us?
My bare hands. What else?
And yes, it's a fucking crime, you goddamn.
Not maybe because we were tiny. It was. What if?
Yes.
There's no getting back.
Then there's no police to arrest you, and there's no justice system. So yes, if we
food
can't,
baby,
bang bang, this is the future. Well, I guess.
I like that. I can see why your baby grew up crazy. Like or maybe that's a grown-up version of the crazy. The baby eats uranium, grows up real quick to become you. That's the food chain, baby.
Bang, 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 bang.
So,
fuck.
You were to do a crime when we're little, because, again, no one's noticed it, it'd be hard to pin you for this crime. If you bigged us and the oil got bigged and then you strangled us, then yes, definite crime because everyone saw it.
I feel like it's just more of a grey area when we're tiny.
It's a grey area when we're tiny because it's hard to prove.
I'll take that. I'll take it.
Morally... Not great.
No.
Legally, not great. But like...
Against the law, some would say.
Yeah.
Me.
But
I would say that.
How will anyone find out is exactly the question. Because if, like, say me, you, and Dusha shrunk down, then you quickly went out and, like, just cold clocked us both.
Two chain, baby. Two in the head.
And then, like, then got bigged. And we're like, oh, man, Dusha and Sam got ate by a centipede.
Oh,
what?
Dang, there's a lot of dangers when you're tiny.
Yeah. Wait, no. If we know we've been shrunk, there's no chance that you're not a fucking under investigation.
They don't know you've been shrunk. I'm like, they just... They
you just
got,
said we got
I'm like,
by
got
a centipede.
By a centipede. Uh-oh.
Then they got shrunk.
Oh, no.
But then surely you know, like...
Surely he'd be like, I don't know what
I
happened.
I mean, like, I'm 6 foot. A fucking centipede won't eat me currently.
No, I shrank you first.
No, but then the then authorities, they would, yeah.
Well,
if you're
like... the authority, like, we all shrank ourselves. It was a misunderstanding.
And then there was an accident. Here's the shrink ray. Boop, you see, you're shrunk. Boop, here, you're unshrunk. See, it's crazy. I'm a scientist, but Zaman and Dusha definitely got
S. I'm a scientist, believe
and
me.
And you just shrunk the cops without their permission, so you're still going to jail.
Why was I shrinking the cops?
To prove the shrink ray.
You
I
idiot.
Shrunk an apple? What? Like,
all right, fine. You shrunk an apple and re-bigged an apple.
Yeah, then I can get away with my crime.
Like, yeah, it's a crime. It's a crime. Don't get us wrong.
Murder is always a crime.
But it's a crime you got away with.
Yeah.
It'd be an easy crime to get away with because how would people... it's like eating someone at sea. No one will find out unless you tell them.
That's true about eating someone at sea. That's very doable.
Eating someone at sea. That's the food chain, baby.
That is the food chain.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
See you for the next episode of Jackson Bailey's Crazy Baby.
What will he do next? Woo!
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at SansPantsPlus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's SansPantsPlus.com.